Britons are being challenged to find a hero for their nation, but this hero won't be wearing a soccer jersey. He'll be clad in 70-plus pounds of armor. This summer, English Heritage, a government agency for preservation of historic properties, will host the first authentic medieval tournament in England in half a millennium. Richard Beniston is events manager for English Heritage. He joins us from London. Welcome.
Hi.
Describe what we would see at one of these six venues you have planned.
Well, I think it's very fitting there that you mentioned soccer heroes and such like, because this is a sporting contest. People coming to the site will see medieval heraldry, banners, flags, authentic period music, that kind of thing. And each of the tournaments we'll be hosting is going to have a lady and a lord who's welcoming everyone there and are holding the competition for their own entertainment.
What will the activities be like?
Okay, well, the format of the tournament is we've scoured the nation for the bravest knights we could find. During the day, they pretend that they are just having a normal day job, like accountancy, car assembly, that kind of thing. But really, they're just medieval knights who've been waiting to go. They're going to be competing at things such as archery, foot combat, and each day you'll come to a climax where they'll take place in a grand medieval joust. Here they'll be running across each other at a tilt rail. I don't know if people have seen the film The Knight's Tale. That's the kind of thing, but with a bit less rock music. But all the lot more exciting, though, because this is not staged. These people are doing it for real. When two horses go at each other, then they'll be doing 25 miles an hour each. The combined collision speed's 50 miles an hour. And they're getting these pointed lances broken on their chests, and it does hurt.
And these lances are made of what?
Kind of balsa wood. It's a bit of a misconception that the aim of jousting was to stick the point through your opponent's neck. You weren't meant to kill them. That would be dishonourable. And it's all about chivalry and not about hurting each other, but that doesn't always stop that from happening.
Well, what kind of training did these knights and squires have to take to compete?
These people have, as I say, jobs normally, but they've been taking part in this kind of thing for a long, long time. There's a lot of people out there who enjoy doing this kind of thing. They have horse skill, they have an interest in history, and you know, obviously they keep well practiced in skills such as archery and swordsmanship. So maybe you could say over the last 10 years, perhaps English Heritage has been training them at our previous events.
Richard Beniston is an events manager for English Heritage. Thanks a lot for talking to us.
No problem.
Bravely bold Sir Robin, brought forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave, 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 brave Sir Robin. He was not in the least bit scared to be mashed into a pulp, or to have his eyes gouged out and his elbows broken, to have his kneecap split and his bones.